Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening, everybody. It is Monday evening, April 8th, 2013, and I am just so happy to be here. We had such a beautiful day today. It really felt like summer, much more so than spring, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to be able to experience that because I could take off my coat. Oh, gee, I was having a wonderful time. However, I was more excited about getting home to be able to do this show this evening because I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to speak to this amazing woman. Her name is Rachel LeBlanc, and she has an amazing story to tell, and she also has some wonderful talents that she shares with people, and I would love the opportunity for you to get to know her and for her to get to know you. So please, please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Rachel LeBlanc. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We've been communicating so much. I feel like we're family.
I know. It's all good stuff, though.
Excuse me?
Did you have a great weekend?
My weekend was relaxing, and it was what I needed.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and how was yours? How was yours?
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was low-key. I bogged it down into homework, but I'm not complaining. Just got to get it done. But, yeah, it was great. It was great. I love weekends.
Oh, so do I. Weekends.
Yeah, right?
Yes, yes. Now, there are so many different aspects to you and your life, and I want to be able to cover as much as possible. If you have the time, I am more than willing to just delve into everything because there's so much that you do.
Let's do it.
Yes, okay. Now, begin with, who are you?
Who am I? I am a lot of things. I'm actually in a transition right now. I am a person that has newly discovered my life's purpose and developing into, you know, transitioning into that walk. In the midst of still acknowledging and honoring all the other parts of myself. So I'm a divine being. I'm a woman. I'm love. I'm light. And I'm a sponge right now. I'm just absorbing so much information, and the more I learn, the more I know nothing. And I'm also a person that is teaching and healing, and I'm enjoying those aspects of who I am now. So it's to be continued. So if you ask me that in 6 months, I have a completely different answer for you.
That's great. That's great. That means you're evolving and growing, and that's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
yes.
What I do.
And you help people do that.
I absolutely do.
Yes.
And I love doing that. Like, I was having a conversation this week about just, you know, in coaching people. I learn so much when I'm coaching my clients or, you know, when I'm doing Reiki and stuff comes up on the table and we can talk about it and address it or give it away if need be. My work teaches me. The more I work, the more I learn.
Oh, great. Now, for our listeners who are not familiar with you, you are a wellness coach.
I am. I coach people around balance in both life and business. Excuse me. Because oftentimes, unbeknownst to us, we get stuck in our business stuff because our life stuff isn't together. So when we get to the root of our life stuff, we'll see how everything else seems to open up for us.
Great. And in addition to that, you are also a Reiki master?
I am a Reiki master. I was attuned as a Reiki master just at the top of the year, January. and could be more excited about it. Could not be more excited about it. And, you know, communing with other Reiki masters and just exchanging stories. And, you know, it's one of those things that the more you do, the more you heal, the more that energy comes through you. So it's a constant path of enlightenment the more you do the work. You know, I love it.
That's excellent. And you have also co-authored a book called How the Fierce Handle Fear. And that's something I really would like for us to talk about in detail because
absolutely.
I understand that. So tell us who are the other people that were in this book with you?
Well, there were quite a few of us. There are actually 21 authors in the book. And if for anyone that has happened to see the cover, you'll see Donald Trump, you'll see Jack Canfield, you'll see Debbie Phillips, and you'll see Frank McKinley, and then you'll see my face right smack dab in the middle. So the book was really an eye-opener, and I have to say it's been a conduit for the work that I'm doing right now. And the story that I wrote about in the book happens to be the platform for everything that's happening in my life right now. I just didn't know it at the time.
Okay, now tell us your story.
Well, my story, it goes like this. I am I have been in the entertainment business for over 15 years, marketing, PR. I've done some management, some promotions, worked with production. The story I share in the book talks about panic and anxiety. And I know most of us have a relationship with fear, you know, that's relatively normal. But for those of us that have ever dealt with severe anxiety and panic, it really brings your life to a screeching halt. Like, it changes your relationships. It changes how you view the world. And that's what happened to me. And this was back in the 90s, like in the mid-90s. And I didn't know what in the world was going on. And so I I'm a research person. So I want to know, what is this, you know? And just so for those that don't know, that if you've never experienced a panic attack, it's like going up on a roller coaster right before you drop. That's what it feels like. Heart beats fast, your hands are sweaty, you get lightheaded, and, you know, and all that is just from, it could be as simple as walking outside or driving, you know what I mean? So that's unrealistic for most people. So A, it could be a little embarrassing, right? And B, it's like you just don't know what's going on. But most importantly, it's all in your head usually. It's a conversation about fear. It's an unrealistic conversation about fear that you have with yourself. That's why most people that experience panic attacks, someone on the outside looking in, they can't tell.
I know that's true because I've experienced them myself.
It's a really scary thing, yeah. So my story is, it took me 2 years to really delve into what this was, you know. One of the first things I did was, of course, what do we taught? Go to church. Now, the fact that I was raised in church, that wasn't a stretch. I went to go talk to the priest, and I went to talk to the pastor so-and-so. Nobody in church could help me. That was my first clue. I was like, wait a minute. All these Hail Marys I've said and all these confessions I've been to. So, and that's not to say, I didn't feel disparagingly against the church. I was just confused, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what that forced me to do was to look inside. So my journey with meditation started in the 90s, and it was an accident. It wasn't on purpose. I wasn't like, let me go get centered. And no, it was because I felt like I was going to die if I didn't sit still and figure some things out. That's how I stumbled upon meditation. But I will tell you, it was life-altering. Sitting still, getting clarity, praying, journaling, creating the rituals that were necessary for me to be able to move through the day, for me to be able to see myself the next day going to work, sitting behind my desk. Like, I had to visualize my day or it wasn't going to happen. So it became a very powerful tool for me. Now, again, this is 95, 97. I moved to New York in 98, jumped headfirst into the music business, never looked back. Fast forward, you know, 2011, starting to get antsy, you know. You know, spirit starts to tell you, wait a minute, something's changing. You got to, you know, okay, what's going on? In 2009, 2010, I started, I was certified as a life coach. I knew it was something I always wanted to do. as someone that is constantly in conversation with people about their lives and about change, I've always been an advocate for reaching out and helping other people. So I figured, why not do it on purpose? So I got certified. And then from there, it just snowballed. The doors opened up. I went and got my master meditation certification so I could teach meditation classes. Because, again, I'm like, it worked for me. I know it can work for other people. When this book came out and I was doing signings, I was floored by the amount of people that came to me in confidence and shared with me that they had the same experience, but no one ever knew but me. I was the first person they were sharing this with.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm like, whoa, I didn't know. Like, this book was such a catalyst. And it helped me to complete my healing, and it helped other people to start their healing.
And it's really funny, the fact that we deal with fear on a daily basis, and what we try to do sometimes to cover it up is just comical in some respects. When you look back, you have to laugh at some of the things you've done to cover the fear up so nobody else would know.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. I used to get my panic attacks on the freeway. So I would never drive on the freeway. So I would meet people places. It would take me an hour to get there because I was taking the street.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
You want to take the back street, or God forbid, I'm in the car with someone and they're trying to ask me why we're not on the freeway. Oh, girl, it's an accident. I thought, you cover it up,
mm-hmm,
because you're embarrassed by it. But one of the best things I did was to create that support system with my family and let them know what was going on with me. But I will say this: for some people, panic and anxiety is chemical. And I'm not saying that medication doesn't work. It just didn't work for me. It wasn't what I wanted to do for myself. But I advocate, you know, people do the research and decide what works for you. Really get to the root of it. You know, as I've done the work and I'm, you know, into nutrition, I'm in school actually for nutritional therapy, you start to learn how food and other things can be a contributing factor. Your adrenal gland, like, it could be a number of things that cause your body to respond that way as it pertains to flight or fight, you know?
Yes, yes.
So with me doing the research, I learned those things. And I'm like, you know, this really feels spiritual to me. So after I journaled, I meditated, I did my rituals, I read my journal, and the next thing you know, I'm like, you know what, I need to leave my job. I was clear about that. So that's what I did. I was in San Diego, my family, and I gave a year out. I said, this is the day I'm leaving my job. It was November 1997, and November rolled around. I gave my 2 weeks, and I left my job, and I was like, okay, I want to pursue a career in entertainment. All right, I put it in the universe. I was in New York 4 months later, and I was there for 15 years.
That is amazing.
Look, so fast forward 2011, I'm at Universal Music Group. I'm ready to go. It's time to go. And I know it. Spirit is telling me it's time to move on. It's time to go back to working for yourself. It's time to devote your time and energy into your purpose. And that is what I packed my stuff up. I'm in Atlanta. I mean, you have to be open. You have to be aware, you know. Mm-hmm. The answers will come.
Okay. It's really interesting because I have had, like, a lot of transition in my life. My mom passed away, and I kind of felt like I was just floating, with not knowing where I was going to land. And that in itself is a very fearful feeling.
It is.
And
it is.
I just kind of, you know, just fell where I fell, and it has not felt comfortable yet. And I'm still trying to figure out, why does this not feel, I have not felt comfortable yet.
You don't feel comfortable about what? About what aspect? Of losing your mom
I understand the fact that she died of cancer, so I was grateful for her to be relieved of that suffering. That I was grateful for. And
right.
She was like my best friend and my go-to person, you know. And when she left me with valuable lessons. I mean, so many things that I could use to be able to survive period.
Right.
And that
right.
I'm grateful for. But it's just my life not being her daughter. That
mm-hmm.
has been such an uncomfortable feeling. I'm no longer her daughter anymore, so who am I?
Who? Who said that?
Society gives us that, you know.
Mm-mm. But listen, again, when you're still, and meditation is such a beautiful way to connect with our loved ones and our elders, we don't do it. We're one of the only societies in the world that don't pay homage and have some sort of relationship with our elders that have passed on. You are still your mother's daughter. You think your mom's not around you now, guiding you, protecting you, praying over you?
Well, I do feel that. And
of course.
I've seen hints of it, you know, in words and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand
but you
that.
Acknowledge it?
Sometimes, yes. And that's the funny thing. Sometimes, yes, sometimes, mm-hmm. no. And I'm trying to figure out what's the battle for.
Right. 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 Because society tells us we have to think a certain way. The Christian box tells us we have to think a certain way. Listen to your spirit.
Indeed. Indeed. And, you know, and then that brings forth the choice in employment and the choice in dating and all those other things.
All of those things. It's all tied in.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Light a candle for your mom. Go get a candle. Light it for your mom. Give her that energy. Let her know that, okay, Mom, you're here. I get it. You're welcome. Let her know she's welcome. Because that battle says to her, maybe she's not open. Let her know you are.
Indeed, I will. And it's not that and that's the funny thing about it. I'm aware. I acknowledge. We were raised to believe that we're not alone. We're never left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that wholeheartedly, but then there's that side of me that still fights, and
yeah,
I don't get
it. It's the human side of us. You know, we have a spiritual side, we have a human side. And our spiritual side, you know, that energy, it doesn't die, it just transfers.
Mm-hmm.
It just transfers. It doesn't die. But even though we know that, we still put so much finality on transitioning. We
yeah.
make it final. So, of course, it's going to create a struggle because your mind is saying, no, it's done, she's gone. You said, I'm no longer her daughter. How final is that?
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
And
that's
it's really, it's funny because before she passed away, she told me when I died, years before, she said, when I die, I want love as the message to be played at my funeral. I'm like, huh? She goes, yeah. I said, are you sure? She goes, that's what I want. I said, oh, okay, if that's what you want, fine. So when she passed, I made sure I told my sister who was handling everything, she wants love as a message to be played at her funeral. My sister's like, what? I said, that's what she wants. And she goes, we'll put some music together. So she put a CD together and everything. I said, did you put love as the message on there? She goes, yeah, it was on there, it was on there. I said, okay, fine. Do you know when we get to the funeral, all the other songs would not play, and it stuck on love as a message. So we kept hearing that over and over and over again.
Y'all need to stop playing with Mom. She told you.
And 2 weeks ago, I was headed to New York to be with my sister and my daughter, and we were doing a live show. Just as I hit the Verrazano Bridge, Love is the Message comes on the radio.
Mm.
I'm on my way back home. Just as I hit she's buried in New Jersey. Just as I hit New Jersey where she's buried, Love is the Message comes on the radio.
Okay, so what part of the communication are you not getting?
I'm getting it all.
Okay.
So
do you receive, you have to, next thing you know, she's going to hop in the car with you.
That would be
great.
That's
going to be a problem. That's the next step.
That would be great. You see, because, and I'm looking at it two ways, because she's telling me love is the message and I'm still here. So he's telling me two different things at the same time. And I'm like, I get it. And,
right.
you know, and it's just that because she knows that there's some discomfort that I'm feeling in my life right now. And it's just trying to figure out what's my next move, what's my next step.
Right. Right. Well, one of the messages that I know and I've been hearing regularly over and over again in business platforms and just all over the place is our clarity comes from stillness. We have to be still. We have to convene. We have to connect with our source. Our clarity comes from that.
Okay. So Because before we did this show, for some reason, I just became so peaceful and calm. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm just looking at the hands tick on the clock. And I just felt so at ease, so at peace. And I'm like, I don't know if it's you or your spirit coming to me before I get on the air or what.
And listen, this is relatively new for me, too. I'm fortunate that I haven't lost a parent, you know. I've lost some people that are very close to me. But this journey has certainly helped me to look at death a little differently and to look at life a little differently. And when you read about other cultures and the way they, you know, their rituals and a lot of those things people look at as taboo, but you know, they have a whole different relationship about life and death because the way you see life determines how you live. The way you see death determines how you live your life. So, and then to know that, you know, the people that you love are still around you in protecting you and praying for you, I think that just means, it just fills my heart, you know. And I've had experiences where I felt people that have passed on around me. And I in my meditation room, I light my candles, or I have a meditation that I send them love and light and just continue to welcome that from them. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I mean, that's all I do. And I remain open. I remain open.
Now, you have a company called Cake Every Day. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Cake Every Day sprung out of that dark, dark time I was in with the panic and anxiety because, as you know, it feels like you're in a pit. When you suffer from that and there's no way out, like it doesn't feel like you're ever going to get out of this hole. It feels like a dark hole. And I thought, you know, at some point when you're at the very bottom and you don't even see the light at the top, you're just like, you know what, if I live through this, I'm really going to celebrate something about my life every day. And that was a conversation that I had with myself. So that's why I named my company that. I was like, you know what, and not to mention that I love cake, right? But so the story goes, I was blogging one day, and it was an analogy. It was like, you know what? I woke up today. That's cake. Every time we wake up, that's cake, period. No frosting, nothing, just cake. And so, you know, if we're fortunate enough to have a job or a livelihood, something that we do every day that makes us happy, that's our icing. And if we're fortunate enough to have loved ones that care about us and people around us that look out for us, those are our sprinkles. But regardless of what happens, and I tell people this all the time, your sprinkles could act up, you could lose your job. But guess what?
You still have cake.
You still have cake. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you have cake?
You
celebrate.
Yeah.
It's a party every day. So every day I try to identify something about my life to celebrate. And on my page I do the Daily Slice, which is, you know, just little jewels or little slivers of life's cake that I share that a lot of times come to me through meditation, or I'll see them, you know, I'll see quotes that I really like and I just like to share those.
Well, that is, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you have such light energy, you know, and I'm learning a lot. I'm really learning a great deal.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad.
Yes, because I guess I needed this as much as, you know, my listeners needed as well. But I know I needed to have someone come on the show to explain to us how to deal, because you know that we're in some really interesting times. I'm not going to say they're difficult. I'm not going to say they're troubling. They're just really interesting because I don't know if you've noticed, everyone seems to be in some kind of transition.
Yeah. Well, you know, depending on who you talk to, there's lots of different reasons for that. You could talk to some very metaphysical people, and they'll tell you that the universe is positioned in a way that enlightens, and, you know, we're in a different age. And you know, times can be hard. They are hard, and they are difficult, and it's okay to acknowledge that, but also acknowledge that it's fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary. It's okay to acknowledge them as long as you acknowledge that it's temporary.
Okay. And
be honest about it.
And I think that's something that we're not honest about. And that's also why we have these fear and anxiety attacks, because we're not honest or truthful with ourselves about what we're dealing with or what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And we're not surrendering.
Mm.
We're not understanding that these times are hard, but let's take stock over the last 10 years. Look at all the things that you've been able to go through. Look at all the things that you've, you know, been able to pass through and come out unscathed. There's a reason for that. This is no different. this time, right now, this hard time, this, you know, these the things that we're dealing with, it's no different from the issue that we had 3 years ago or the times of darkness that we passed through 5 years ago. It's the same person that got you through those are going to get you through this.
That is excellent. Oh, thank you so much.
No different.
Yeah, and I understand, and I understand that you also do this for people. And how do you get your clients? How can they, you know, how can people book you? Do you do it online, over the phone? What are your different vehicles of helping and servicing the people who come to you?
Well, I do most of my coaching I do over the phone. It's one-on-one, and I actually just launched a two-call series. One is a six-week spring check-in, and the other is a Seven Steps to Your Ultimate Celebration, which happens to be one of the workshops that I created. So I do calls around both of those. Most of it is actually word of mouth or people that have known me for a while or people that are going through something. They call me up and they say, listen, I need some clarity or I need to work through this. And that's exactly what we do. So, like, for the six-week course, it's six calls, and it's, and when we do our calls, you have my undivided attention. And I'm not doing anything for you. I'm your partner. We do this together. Everything you need, you already have. I just help you identify those things. You know, I'm just like the coach. I'm exactly that. I put on my skirt and my pom-poms, and I'm cheering for you through whatever. Okay, no skirt and pom-poms, but I'm cheering through whatever it is, you know, that's going on. We're working through it together because it's amazing how alone people feel. You know, even though we're never alone, but it's amazing how sometimes just knowing that someone either has your back, that you have someone's undivided attention. Most people don't have that. They go through all week and they don't have a time where they can sit and talk to someone uninterrupted. So that's really a value to people. So the particular spring check-in is 6 weeks calls, and then we do, we pull six laws of the universe and we apply them. You know, you choose them, and we create strategies and goals around them to apply to your life. We also do, I also give six guided meditations. Each week I'll give a new guided meditation. And then I also, as part of Reiki, we do like clearing of the chakras. So we'll do some balance work on the calls as well. So that's a six-week series. And then the seven steps is a little bit different because it's, like I said, it's a workshop and it's seven calls and it's, but it's really designed to help us get unstuck. It's designed to help us identify other people's truths that we've carried with us for so long that no longer work for us and give them back so that we can get unstuck, rewrite our story, and move on to what's next for us. So that's what the seven steps is about.
Wow. I'm like, I may participate in something here.
I'll send you the seven steps deck so you can see it. I usually send it out and give a free 30-minute consultation call around some of the steps. Mm-hmm. And then, I also have the Wheel of Life where it's like you look at all the areas of your life and where you're not balanced, then we get you back to balance. Because we know that when you're balanced, so many things happen. It opens you up. You access your internal pharmacy. You allow your body, you know, to heal itself. You have clarity when you're balanced. Things just make so much more sense. So that's why it's so important for us to be in that space.
This is so good. This is great. I'm loving all of this information that you're sharing. And in addition to all of this other stuff that you do, you also still manage a small roster of clients for your PR and marketing business.
I do. And you know what's interesting is even my clients have changed. You know, some of the people that I work with, like Dominga Martin, we just wrapped up the Indiegogo campaign for My First Love.
Mm-hmm.
Dominga and I have been friends for years, but she's so fly. Like, she's a kind spirit, very creative. She's a visionary. And I feel like working with her is helping her create something that's very necessary. So I'm very careful where I place my energy now. Before, you know, yeah, I had a couple of artists that, you know, were kind of rah-rah. But at some point, one thing that stillness and spirituality, transition, enlightenment will do is hold you accountable. So when you know, you can't act like you don't know. So anything that doesn't fit into that anymore, anything that feels uncomfortable, you have to acknowledge it. And working those type of projects weren't comfortable to me anymore. So I actually thought about just relinquishing the company and not doing PR at all anymore. But instead, I've just shifted, and my roster is working with people that really are making a difference. So my energy is going toward assisting them to make changes, whether it's their lives or someone else's lives, nonprofit work, you know, fundraising. Those are the types of things that I'm working on now.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, speaking of Dominga, how did the campaign go?
It went great, and it's not over. We're still there's still going to be a link available for donations on NYWIFT, which is the nonprofit fiscal sponsor. So
mm-hmm.
all that we'll post all that probably in about a week or so. There's some fundraisers coming up. We'll definitely let you know if we want you to come out. But yeah, it's going great. I'm excited for her. Like, seeing her through this is going to be great.
Yes, because I mean, I just love the whole project. I think it's going to be a great film.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm like, who would not want to go see this? Because we have all had that experience at least once in our life.
And it's something that, you know, we need that. We need that refreshing change, something that's different. You know, we think about our first loves. You know, mine was a loser, but everyone wasn't. Some people have some really great experiences. Some people had the most amazing experiences, and they shared those stories, and we just cracked up. It was, you know, it was fun to, you know, go down memory lane with some folks.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. It was interesting to say that your first one was a loser. I'm not going.
Oh yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, like what? Okay, never again.
Well, at least you know when you see it coming. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, I'm good now. You know, I'm good now. I have someone that popped into my life and I didn't even see him coming, and it's all gravy. Like, it's just exactly what it needs to be, you know? But had it been any time before now, it probably would have never happened.
Got you. I got you. Yeah. And I understand that, too. So I get it. I get that. Yep. And when you talk about things happening in people's lives, do you believe that our energy is responsible for what does and does not happen?
I think that we have the ability to control more than we think. Of course, I believe God is the master of, you know, all things love and light. But because God isn't separate from us, because God is in us, that gives us some divinity. And when you think about the energy and the divine source that created the earth, we think about that, we possess that. So what can we not do? You know, what can we not do? That power, that same energy is a part of us.
And why do we limit ourselves so much?
Oh, that's a loaded question. because if you ask 10 people that question, you'll get 10 different answers. You know what? It's that stuff that we talked about earlier. And the 7 steps is that first step. That stuff, the information that we get from community and family, other people's pain and hurt that tells us that we're not enough or that we'll never amount to anything. And we're too young to say, I don't accept that. That's not my truth. That's your truth. That's your pain. So we take it on, and it becomes a part of who we are. It becomes a part of our definition. If we're lucky, at some point we can examine it and say, this doesn't work for me anymore, and I'm going to get rid of it and do what I want to do. But for others, they just get stuck in that conversation, that old story that says, this is the best that it's going to be for me. But, you know, when you learn, like I said, the more you learn, the more you know, goodness, we don't know a lot. There's so much that we don't know. And, you know, learning that, one of the things that changed my life was understanding that God is inside of me. That I was like, whoa, that threw me for a loop. But, connecting to that energy, connecting to that, it's love, and it just opens you up. And, you know, when you pray and you ask, but, you know, you have to listen. And a lot of times those are the answers, you know. When you think about the power of intention and the laws of attraction, all those things are God-given. They're not made up. We don't make them up.
Wow.
You know, so, so my answer would be, I think it's just lack of information. Why do we limit ourselves? Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's an old story, an old belief. you know, sometimes just lack of information. It's not knowing that we're divine. We don't know.
Great. Oh, my goodness. Because I do believe a lot of this. I really honestly believe it. And I try to, it's not that I do believe, it's just that I try to apply a lot of this in my life. And sometimes it's like you come up against people who don't believe, and it's like a brick wall, and you feel defeated sometimes.
Yeah. And it's okay. Like, there's little things that I would remind myself of when I would start to feel really, when I would allow my ego to get involved, whether it's losing an argument or feeling slighted or whatever. And, you know, when you look at every moment as a learnable or teachable moment, then you can look at it objectively, because it's just information until you attach an emotion to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If your hair is green, I don't like your green hair, and you're like, what? My hair's not even green, and you keep it moving. Like, you don't even give it a thought. But if someone says something about you that resonates, that's the only time we get offended. That's the only time we respond, because we've attached an emotion to someone else's stuff. So I'm a work in progress, but one of the things that I do is just try to limit my expectations, A, and B, try not to attach the emotion to the information, because it's just information. And what am I learning here? Am I learning something, or am I teaching something? You know, which one is it? Either way, it's all good.
Okay. Okay, this helps a lot, because of the fact that we, like you said, when the ego gets involved and we attach emotions to a statement, that's when everything gets out of control and gets out of hand.
It really is just information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How other people feel about you, that's not your business.
Mm.
Yeah, but when we attach emotion to it, it becomes our business, it becomes our issue, it becomes our truth, it becomes our definition, it becomes a lot of stuff that just drains us, and it's not necessary.
Got it. I feel you on that one.
You know, it's a lot. And we live in that culture right now. Everything is about drama, and, you know, that's what we thrive on. That's what our youth is thriving on. That's what our music is thriving on. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You are absolutely right about the drama. And some of it is just too, too overwhelming. Just to look at it on TV sometimes, I'm like, ugh, I can't.
I know. And it's like a train wreck. You can't stop looking. You're like, did he just really? No.
Yes.
It's the pleasure of so many.
Yes, it is. And it's unfortunate, because if we don't stop, they're going to continue.
Yeah.
And we have to stop it, because it's setting some examples for our youth that's just not helpful, and it's not healthy.
Not only that, but it's creating an energy. It's you know, I was just having the conversation today, there's no balance. You know, before, when you heard a Millie Jackson record, or you also heard, you know, Gladys Knight, mm-hmm. there was a balance. Well, first of all, you didn't hear Millie until...
You were old enough.
And all the adults came over, and that album came from the back of the pile.
Yes.
But, you know, radio, they play anything now. So it's just, and it's what we consume in our spirit on a regular basis. So when you add the radio, and you add the stuff you walk by in the streets every day, and you add the news, the darkness, like, it's just a lot. It's a lot. And I don't think we realize it, you know, all the things we welcome into our spirit.
Yes.
And then we wonder why we feel so toxic.
Yes, because I used to go to a church. I still visit occasionally, in Abyssinian Baptist Church, and Calvin Butts, Reverend Butts, said one day, he goes, you need to watch what you turn and bring into your house when you turn the TV on. You really need to watch that. You bring that stuff into your house, you bring it in your spirit. It becomes who you are. He goes, just watch what you're watching, because it's watching you. And I'm like, huh? And then I sat down and thought about it, and I was like, he's absolutely right, because once you turn it on, you're bringing it in, and you're taking it in, and it becomes part of who you are.
It is, even if we don't know it. And one of the things, one of my processes with dealing with the anxiety was, I realized how everyone went to bed, that's how I woke up. I stopped watching the news at night. I cut it out. I cut the TV out at night, because I didn't want to go to sleep with that stuff in my spirit. It made a big difference.
Wow. Yeah. I can get that because I don't really watch the news too much. I think I do it once a week. I think that's all I can. That's all I can tolerate because it's just too much. I mean, it's too much. Just for the 30 minutes that I look at it, it's just way too much for me. And so I understand and I get that. Now, if people wanted to get in contact with you for your services, how can they?
Well, my website is up, and it's my name.com, Rachelle LeBlanc, and it's RachelleLeBlanc.com. And my email address, you can email me at mydailycake@gmail.com. And I'm available, whether it's on the site. You also make sure you sign up for the newsletter. I have a newsletter that I do, not as frequently as I should, but I will be doing it more. So make sure you go onto the website and sign up for the newsletter so that I can send you your daily slides and your guided meditations. And I share my sprinkle of the week, which is, you know, someone that we love and that brings us joy, someone that we want to share with our listeners and our readers. I'll be launching a radio show about just this balance, wellness, life, nutrition, all that stuff soon, and I'll keep you posted.
Great. That's excellent.
Yeah, so those are the ways you can reach me. And Cake Every Day has a Facebook page and Twitter, and it's both Cake Every Day, at Cake Every Day for Twitter, and then Facebook/Cake Every Day. So I'm all over the place, and I would love to hear from your readers, from your listeners.
Okay, that would be great. And I hope they do take the time and opportunity to go out, and because I signed up for the daily blog. I signed up for that. That I know I did. So
the
I'm looking
for all
yes.
the daily slides. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yay. That's awesome. I really appreciate you inviting me to be on the show. Like that was awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure because of the fact that I read your blog, I read some of the other things. I'm like, she would just be such a great addition for my listeners to hear her, to have her on the show. It would be great because of the simple fact that all of these issues we all deal with. It's not that there's one person that doesn't deal with this or have this problem or have had it. We all deal with it on a daily basis. And just to
every
have
day.
Somebody, yes, to come to us and say, you know what, I'm here and this is what's going on. And if you need to explore it further, you can find me.
That's right. And I have a mantra that I would love to share with you and your listeners before we go.
Sure.
And this is one that I share often. I remind myself of it and I share it with other people, but it says this. The real you is emerging, the happy one, the peaceful one, the powerful one, a kindred spirit who was forever the learner, the observer, never shaken by fear, empowered by truth.
Excellent.
That's my Yeah. And I'll send that to you so you can share it with anyone, but I have to read it every once in a while, and when my friend, you know, after I have conversations where I know people are just in a weird place, I share it with them too, and we all really get a great vibe from it, though.
Yes, I got a little tingle. And I just want to know, can I occasionally just use that on some of my shows?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. You can occasionally use me on some of your shows.
Oh,
I'll come
I
back
love
anytime.
That. Great. I love that. Thank you so much.
There's another show that I do on Sundays where I just call in and give the daily slides for the week, and that's it.
Oh, that I would love that. We will have to talk further and everything.
Yeah, that'd be great.
This has been such an amazing opportunity, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on and joining us and sharing your wisdom, your experience, your knowledge with our listeners. And I have been changed. And I appreciate that.
I appreciate the platform. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you guys. And if you guys have any questions about anything, Reiki, meditation, you know, balance, any of that stuff, feel free to reach out.
Great. So everybody, she said, feel free to reach out.
Feel free to reach out. I love having the conversation. Like I said, I don't just say it, but I really do learn. I really learn from other people and, you know, their journey. Because we're all here for each other, so.
Okay. Great. So, well, that's the end of this segment. We could go on, and everybody knows I can go on. But we're going to shut it down for now, and I just want to tell you thank you so much, and you will definitely be back. She will be back again and again.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored, and I look forward to talking to you guys again.
Okay, great. You have a wonderful evening.
You do the same. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So everyone, that was the amazing Rachelle LeBlanc, and she has shared so many wonderful things for us to learn and to live by. And this is what we need, because we have to deal with so much during the day, and we have to be fed so many different things in different directions, and we need a way to balance ourselves. And she's given us the opportunity to find a way to balance ourselves. And for that, we are grateful. And I have learned, and I hope you have learned as well. For each one of you, have an amazing evening and a great week. Be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.